more information on what you've heard? Have a travel question or comment? Just log on to petergreenberg.com. Now, here's Peter.
Peter Greenberg back with you as Eye on Travel continues from the Four Seasons and Naviva in Punta Mita, Mexico. Of course, you know the drill. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question, or problem. We will solve it throughout the air. In fact, right out there in Petoskey, Michigan, I've got Karen on the phone. Hey, Karen.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How can I help you?
Well, I have a question. My family, we were traveling to Ireland. That was the planned trip. And it was seven of us that were traveling. We were to leave on Friday evening, August 9th, through American Airlines. And it was a 10:35 p.m. flight. Shortly after we got to the airport, went through TSA and all of that, they delayed our flight 18 hours to the next day, Monday. So after waiting for baggage and going through everything again, we went home. And then returned back to the airport the following day and found out that the airline, again, they delayed it. They said there were mechanical issues. And after waiting 2 hours for that, they then delayed the flight another 21 hours. So we had to cancel our flight, and they kind of left us just kind of hanging. I'm not a big traveler. This is definitely something that we splurged on. And I just don't, like, there was no customer service. They pretty much closed the counter and said, you know, you have to go stand in this long line, and just kind of left all the passengers stranded. So I just, because I'm not a traveler, I wanted to know what should I have done? What could I still do? Or is it just kind of a wash?
No, it should never be a wash. It's bad communication and bad customer service on the part of the airline. They didn't recover very well. But let me ask you this. When they finally canceled the first flight, they told you there were seats available on the next flight. Is that right?
So before they had actually physically canceled it, we were still in a delay mode. We did call customer service, talked to a gentleman, I won't say his name, but talked to a customer service agent. And
wait a minute. You got his name?
We did get his name.
First and last name?
First and last name.
Now we're talking. All right, keep going. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Go ahead.
Okay. So we have a first and last name, and he told us that there was a plenty of seats on an 8:55 p.m. flight that night. Now, we were on a 10:35 flight. This was still early enough. This was still like at 7
okay.
o'clock,
so
7:30.
Let me stop you right there. The minute he tells you that, say, please protect me on the 8:55 flight now. Why would you
please
wait?
Protect me.
Yes, protect me on the 8:55 flight. Confirm those seats. If there's plenty of room, the minute he gave you that information, jump on it.
Well, he told us to go to the gate, which we did. We went to the gate, and they told us there were no seats. So, and I thought it was kind of weird that the gate, he would send us to an agent at a gate, because they don't really have, they're not looking at it like he would.
Exactly. He should have taken care of that right then and there. He's got the system, and he's looking at. He's got it on his screen.
Okay.
They either have the seats or they don't. All right, so you got first of all, you got bad information. And then they made you do a little walking. Okay. So you got your steps in. Next.
And then the other thing we were trying to do is, because there were Aer Lingus flights going out that evening, we tried to get American Airlines to switch us to an Aer Lingus flight. And Aer Lingus would not even take any of the American Airlines passengers because the flight was not officially canceled. It was only still in a delay mode.
And now, so welcome to the world. Oh, this is terrible. This is catch 22 time, because no airline wants to give up revenue. So American, you know, bad for you, American, because you just didn't want to give up the revenue on a flight you knew either the crew was going to time out on or it was just not going to operate. You should have just canceled it, but at which point they could have done a variation of the old Rule 240 on from the U.S. Department of Transportation, the old days of the CAA or the CAB, and you could have been transferred over there. But they made you wait to the point where it became irrelevant, and that was to protect the airline and not to protect you. So now I got to ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
First of all, did they give you any kind of compensation?
So in terms of like meal vouchers, hotel vouchers, or?
No, did they give you any kind of financial compensation for delaying and canceling you over two separate days?
No. So they, in fact, did not want to give us our refund for our ticket. They told us that they would only give us airline credit.
Oh, my God.
And so
all right.
Okay.
Well, you know what? That's a bold lie on their part. Anytime an airline cancels your flight for any reason whatsoever, it's a DOT rule. You're entitled to an immediate refund to your original form of payment. No questions asked. They just didn't want to part with the money again. So did you ever get the refund?
We fought that. And so we're in the 5 to 7 days waiting for approval according to the American Airlines app.
All right. So while you're waiting for approval, let me give them my disapproval. Here's the deal. You've got the name of the first and the last name of the person who gave you the misinformation to begin with. I want you to create a paper trail. I want you to email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with the flight numbers, your confirmation codes, the people you talked to, the timeline that you just explained, but in much more detail. And then let me see what we can do, because right now this feels like a violation of, at the very least, of the U.S. Department of Transportation rule, which, by the way, they just imposed another new rule that they're proposing about delayed flights in which you're entitled to compensation. So, Karen, send me that information, peter@petergreenberg.com, and we will get into it. But this is just like one bad shaggy dog story that's got to be fixed.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it.
I'm lost without your help, so thank you so much.
Hey, sometimes I'm lost with my help, so it's okay. Karen,
I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for the call. We really appreciate that, and we will get into it, all right?
All right, sounds great. Thank you.
You got it. And when we come back, an old friend of mine who happens to run this joint, John O'Sullivan, the regional vice president who runs all the Four Seasons hotels here in Mexico, including Four Seasons Punta Mita and Naviva, where we are now. Back right after this.
Please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Eye on Travel will be right back. With reporting from around the world, it's time for Eye on Travel with America's number one frontline travel news journalist, Peter Greenberg. And now, the man who travels over 400,000 miles each year, Peter Greenberg.
And welcome back to Eye on Travel. Of course, if you're just joining us, I hope you're having a wonderful weekend wherever you happen to be. Let me tell you where we happen to be. Get out those maps, boys and girls. 20 degrees, 39 minutes north, 105 degrees, 13 minutes west. We are in Punta Mita, Mexico, at the Four Seasons, and also at Naviva, part of Four Seasons. And of course, you know the drill. You can always reach me. Just email me to peter@petergreenberg.com with your name, phone number, question or problem. We will solve it right here on the air. Let's go right to the phones out there in Babylon, Long Island, a city I know well. James, how are you?
Good evening, Peter. How are you?
Good. So what can I do for you?
So, Peter, I don't know if you've covered this subject before. So over on the last couple of very long flights I've been on, the entertainment centers, they're very, that are in the headrests of the airplane seats. They're, you know, they provide a great deal of content. They're very good for the user. You know, they make long flights short, so to speak. But my last two long flights that I took, the passenger seated behind me was using the game feature in the headrest, which assuming requires multiple hits to the screen, which at some point leads into a little bit of an annoyance. The last flight I was on, the person using the game feature was hitting the game screen multiple times, you know, and all along hitting the back of my seat. I'm not sure if you ever had this complaint before, but it was on the a little bit of the annoying side.
Now, do you remember the airline?
It was Aer Lingus.
Okay. And do you know, you remember the aircraft type you were on?
I don't.
Peter. Okay.
It was 242.
242 sounds like an A. Yeah. Sounds like an A330. So that's probably what it was. Very good aircraft, by the way. But you know what? When they test these systems, they just want to see if they work. They don't test them in real world situations to find out if they're going to be annoying James. Right. So.
No, I understood.
So next time you have a situation like this, there are two things you want to do. Number one, and I know I'm going to anger some parents here, but you do not want to sit in front of kids, number one, whether they have an entertainment system or not, because they love to kick the seats. And number two, if this happened, did you alert the flight attendant?
So that was my hesitation, Peter. I don't want to become the next viral video, so to speak.
No, listen, you're not the person acting out on drugs. You're just asking the flight attendant if they can kindly and graciously ask the person behind you to either tap a little softly or stop the tapping altogether?
To answer your question, no, I did not alert anybody. I just let it, you know, I dealt with it, so to speak.
Yeah, basically, yeah, you just grinned and took it.
Correct.
All right, so lesson learned here. You lose no points. Nothing's going to be deducted from your final score by asking the flight attendant, could you possibly just nicely ask the person behind me to stop? And you know what? Let's go to the worst case scenario. They ask the person nicely behind you to stop and the other person acts out. Guess what? They get taken off the plane and you have no tapping anyway, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
right?
True, very true.
So listen, yeah. Enjoy the games and don't you dare sit behind me and play the game.
You either.
You got it, James. Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Peter. Thank you very much. Thank you for the call.
You got it. And let's go back out to the phones in Arlington Heights. Excuse me. We've got, and that's in Illinois, by the way, we've got Susan on the phone. Hi, Susan.
Hi, Peter. How are you tonight?
Good. How can I help you?
Peter, I'm trying to figure out a family vacation for my family of 8 adults, 6 grandchildren, ages ranging from 15 to 11, and 1 3-year-old. We're looking for something warm, probably in the Caribbean or Mexico, over Christmas vacation. Dates are flexible. We'd love to have a villa that we could all be in together. And we're willing to spend a little money. Any suggestions?
Yes, I have a number of them. Number one, you're going to spend a little money because the dates that you picked are the high season in Mexico.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah, you knew that. Come on. You did.
Yeah, we did.
Okay, good.
I did know that.
Okay, you knew that. So, and not only that, you've got a lot of people to keep happy.
Yeah.
And with not only just with different age ranges, but different interests.
Yeah.
So you've given yourself a double challenge here. One, high season where everything's going to be crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And more expensive. And then, I didn't do all the math, but at least, what, 16 people? Did I get that right?
I think it's 14. Oh, counting everyone.
Okay. That's a lot. That's a lot of people to corral. Here's my suggestion, uh-huh. If you can possibly do it. I'm okay. A big fan, and this goes back to my days with my parents when I was growing up. They would work out a deal with my teachers at school for an extra credit assignment and let me take the week of January 3rd off.
Whoa.
Yes. And then, guess what? The price has dropped 70%, no crowds, and you have a much better experience. I would go back to the teachers when school starts, which should be happening later this month, I guess, and say, yeah. Hey, guys, how about we do a special extra credit assignment, and then would you let us take those days off with our parents and our grandparents, and then we can have a much more reasonable discussion, Susan, about what's reasonable in terms of price, not to mention experience.
Okay.
All right.
That is definitely a possibility because these kids get that week off this year. Can you believe it?
Then you know what? Jump on it. And then when you have that confirmation, email me again, and we'll have another conversation, okay?
All right, we'll do.
You got it, Susan.
Thank you very much.
And good luck corralling all those people.
Thank you. Have a good evening.
And here's an email from Robina who writes, we previously canceled a trip on United Airlines, and they gave us a travel certificate to use for a future flight. If we use it to book a fully refundable ticket and later cancel it, would United refund the ticket to our credit card? I have an answer for you, Robina, and you won't like it. The answer is absolutely not. And the reason is, United Airlines didn't cancel your flight. You canceled your flight. And anytime you do that, the good news is they're not going to hit you with a draconian ticket change fee. That's the good news. But when they give you a travel certificate to use for a future flight, it's a credit, and there's no cash value at that point, right? You're going to have to use it to buy a ticket. Now, having said that as well, there's a ticking clock involved in many of these cases where they're giving you basically 1 year from the date that you purchased the ticket, not the date the flight was scheduled, to use it. So if you purchased a ticket in March for a ticket that was flying in May and then you canceled it at the end of April, you have until March of the following year to use that credit. You understand how that works? But bottom line is there's no way you can play the game here and book a fully refundable ticket on a credit and then expect a full credit in terms of cash or a credit to your credit card. Just doesn't work that way. Remember, if the airline cancels the flight, you get an immediate refund in cash to your original form of payment. That's the easy part. But if you cancel the ticket, guess what? You got the credit and the clock starts ticking. I hope that's clear. It's a whole lot better than it used to be, but still, you got to pay attention to the calendar dates, or you may have a useless flight credit if you stick around and wait too long. All right? You got it. And when we come back, more from Punta Mita, the Four Seasons, and Naviva as Eye on Travel continues right after this.
Your flight might be late, but we're on time. Eye on Travel will be right back.